The citizens of Jericho have gone out to welcome someone into our city, and I wonder if it's him. If someone important is expected to visit our village, we will not only prepare a banquet in their home, in their honor, but we will walk out to greet them, escorting them into our town. It's the same for any village, but Jericho is my village. Why am I not out there walking with the crowd to welcome this respectable dignitary? Well, because I'm blind, obviously. I have an important job, you see, and I can't get any time off. Glory to God, give to God, I cry to the people of Jericho as they walk by me. I may be known as a beggar, but I serve a very important role. God asks pious Jews to give to charity by giving alms to the poor. I provide them with that opportunity. Thank you. The good people of this city fulfill their spiritual obligations and treat me to dinner all at the same time. And I bless them in turn. Toss me a coin, and I'll proclaim in my loudest voice how generous and kind and noble you are. I will entreat the Lord to bless you and your family and your friends and your livestock and anything else I can think of. Not being able to see may be a real challenge in my daily life, but it's also a tremendous job security. I often have my pick of patrons, so I try not to be greedy. There are other people that need my help too, and I share with them what I can, but what I'd give to have my sight back. I used to tell myself not to even think about that possibility. It was better to accept my situation and figure out how to live as a blind man than to struggle with a hope that had no reason to be believed. But as of late, I have heard tales. People have mentioned to me here and there about a man who heals those afflicted with disease and disability. This man's name is Jesus, and he's from a Galilean town called Nazareth. In the stories I've heard, he is always willing to heal. If he has just asked, he can restore sight. He can cast out demons. He can cure leprosy. He even says he forgives sins. There is talk that this may be the Messiah we've been waiting for. I was told he was baptized by John the Baptist. The man who told me this swears he was there and witnessed afterwards a voice from heaven proclaiming, "You are my beloved son." Was he hearing the voice of God? They say Jesus is about 30 years old. And though I was a young man at the time, I remember hearing stories 30 years ago about a baby who was the Messiah. When his parents brought him to the temple, he was greeted by a holy man and a prophetess, neither of whom had seen him before. These two people proclaimed to all the temple that the baby was the promised one. I never know if he survived the execution that King Herod ordered to be carried out among the babies in Bethlehem. There has been much speculation in the years since, but with each story I hear, I grow more and more certain that this Jesus of Nazareth was that very child. Oh, I hear someone coming. Back to work I go. Alms for the poor. Give to God. Have mercy on poor Bartimaeus. Give to God. Oh, are they returning? Say, you there. Who is this honored guest being ushered into Jericho?
It's Jesus of Nazareth who's coming to our city.
What fortune. He comes to my city. He comes to my road. Oh, but how will I get his attention? There are so many able-bodied people in this crowd. I'm sure if I was even bold enough to try to push through, they'd spin me around and throw me in the dust. And why would he draw near a beggar like me of his own accord? Even if he noticed me and had compassion, I'm sure he has very important business with others. Oh no, it's useless. I can't squander this chance. When will Jesus pass through Jericho again? Oh Lord, help me. That's it. If I call out to him as the Son of David, everyone will know I believe he is the Messiah we've been waiting for. Most people are too afraid to make such a claim, but what do I have to lose? Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
Who is yelling my name? Oh, please, ask him to come.
Have mercy on me.
Oh, Bartimaeus.
Hurry up, hurry up.
It's your day.
Get up, Daddy.
Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Come on.
Up you go, beggar.
Come on. Jesus, don't keep him waiting.
Oh, come on. Get to it, will you?
Good. What is it you asked me to do for you today?
Jesus, I know you heal those who ask for you. I want to see again, please.
Oh, indeed. Your faith has healed you. Go and be well.
James, you're old!
And you can see! Yes!
Yes, I will. I will be amazed.
Jesus, how about our dinner tonight?
Jesus.
Good.
Are you my little helper? Praise be to Jesus, the fulfillment of our prophecies. Glory to the Messiah. He heals. He loves. He gives comfort to the poor and oppressed. On to Jerusalem. We will follow him and tell everyone our story wherever we can go. Praise be to God.